Hello and welcome to The Ocean, an audio podcast delivered by eVinyl. I am manager Sandman, Sandy Friedman here, and I'm with my co-manager, Al.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing?
And we are today talking about two specific albums by a specific artist who's in the news these days, which is because there's a movie out by him. But we try and make these things green, so we'll not talk about so much about the timing. But so today we're going to talk about two Bob Dylan albums, one Highway 61 Revisited, chosen by Al, and Infidels, chosen by myself. So Al, why don't you talk about why you like that album or anything about it? We're just going to freeform it here.
Yeah, sure. And first, I'll just, you know, mention, I think it's good that we're talking about two very different albums from very different time periods in very different circumstances. So I think that's good. Highway 61 Revisited is probably my favorite Dylan album. And of course, it's part of the focal point of the Dylan movie that's out right now. So that's, I don't know. So it just kind of makes it topical in that regard. This is the first all electric album by Bob Dylan. The prior album, Bringing It All Back Home, or Bringing It Back Home, whatever exactly the title is, had a lot of electric stuff too. But this is the first fully electric album. It features Mike Bloomfield on guitar. And I'm just so impressed by this album. Like, I hear this and it's, you know, everything we listen to from the 60s, at least that I do, I mean, I get it out of context because I was a little boy when this came out and was not listening to music. And now I hear it all these years later and it's all completely out of context. You know, you hear it after having listened to so much music that is derivative of this. But in 1965, when this album came out, there was nothing else like it. You know, the electric blues, there was so much blues in it, but it's like countrified or Americanized, which of course that term didn't exist. I mean, Dylan was just completely doing something different. Right. You know, and of course, Like a Rolling Stone is such an iconic song, and Highway 61 Revisited just rocks, and Tombstone Blues just rocks. And it does, you know, with this Americana kind of feel that, you know, didn't exist. I mean, I don't know, what were the Beatles doing in 65? You know, was it still I Want to Hold Your Hand? Now, I guess probably they were past that at this point, but still there was nothing like this, I don't think, on the airwaves, at least not on the popular airwaves.
Yeah, no, I mean, Like a Rolling, I mean, you know, we could have it a talk long. I mean, there's a whole book about, like, just around the song Like a Rolling Stone. So, you know, one of the things I point out is it's because it's similar to the record that I'm going to talk about, which is he doesn't write pop songs, right? He writes long, like, they're lengthy songs. Like, the fact that Rolling Stone, Like a Rolling Stone, was a pop song at over 6 minutes is still really unheard of. You know, because of the nature of radio. But it's also like, you know, there's a little rebellion, like, in this stuff, right? In the album I liked also, Infidels. But, you know, I think he started out, because we just saw the movie, so, like, A Complete Unknown, in case people want to go look at it. You know, he was very much a folk singer, and this is, first album is not a folk album, right?
Well, yeah, the one before that, you know, it's got Subterranean Homesick Blues, and it's got It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. So he's stretching out on that album,
right, and
much of that album is rock. You know, again, Subterranean Homesick Blues is not a folk song, and I'd have to look at the track list. Yeah, I mean, that's a good album. That's a really good album. But this is the one that's, you know, fully electric.
Right. And by the way, we are not Dylan aficionados, so let's just make that, if people want to comment on what we're saying, like, I am no Dylan expert at all, but
that's a danger here, because I mean, I'm a Dylan fan, I like Dylan, I've listened to him my whole life, but there are so many people in the world who know Dylan inside out, and I ain't one of them.
Right, so everybody take that with the grain of salt in this discussion. These are just a lot of what we do here on this recordings that we do about music are just things we're passionate about, and we want to share our passion and hope that maybe if you've never heard this album, or, you know, by the way, all these albums are in the eVinyl on the eVinyl website with credits and some album reviews and things like that. So always click through to the site and check these out. So anything else do you want to say on that? Or sorry, I interrupted you as I usually do.
You know, just, you know, my favorite songs on here are, you know, honestly, I'm kind of done with Like a Rolling Stone. I mean, it's, yeah, as great a song as it is, it's just, I would generally just skip over it at this point. But I love Ballad of a Thin Man, which is, you know, that song, which people might, you know as Do You, Mr. Jones,
right?
And Highway 61 Revisited, which starts off with, I don't know if it's a kazoo or what it is, but in the movie Dylan picks it up on the street corner from some vendor, and just like Tom Thumb's Blues is great. And then Desolation Row is an incredible song, which actually is that's the last song of the album, and that one kind of veers off back towards the acoustic side just a little bit, although I'm sure there's like electric bass on it, and there's probably drums on it too.
Yeah, but I have to see, even I have to go back and look, like, you know, I've heard these songs, but yeah, you have to go back. That's, I think, part of this what we're doing is like, oh, I haven't listened to this, is good, let me go listen to it again. You know, there's many places to do that. But and interestingly, the you know, we were talking before we started recording about, hey, this is, you know, not quite 20 years apart, these albums, and, you know, what he went through between, you know, becoming a pop star in 1965 and whatever he was in 1983. You know, he's always an icon, but, you know, he was, you know, I think when his albums come out, people liked them, some didn't like them. They were certainly not huge commercial successes, you know, over the years. He puts a lot of material out. So,
And he has all these different phases, and people react differently to the phases. And Infidels is, it's like, it's as he's exiting a phase,
right?
And that phase being, you know, when he was born again and he was singing, I don't know, I guess Christian music. I didn't really listen to that too much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He kind of he went through phases. But the funny thing about this album, like, my brother's, you know, much older than me. He's a big influence on my musical taste. Like, this album, Infidels, which came out in 1983, is very political. Like, almost every song has a political element to it.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was during the Reagan time, so there was a little bit of, like, Joker Man is like a little bit about Reagan, and Neighborhood Billy is definitely about Israel, and there's a song called Union Sundown, which is about the demise of the unions, which is probably just as true today as it was. And then again, there's a song at the end called Don't Fall Apart on Me Tonight, which is not quite 11 minutes, but it is 6 minutes, and it also does, it meanders a little bit. It has a great hook. A lot of these songs have great hooks, but this album was like my Dylan album. It's like, I'm 20 when it came out, or 19 or 20, and this is like, oh, this is a new Dylan album, and I really like it. It's my
album. Right. I could relate to that too, because
there was something about it.
21, and his, you know, his few prior albums were, you know, were the Christian albums I didn't listen to, although Slow Train Coming was a good album. But anyway, but the last one was Saved, and so this was, I mean, all the classic Dylan was from when I was a young child, and then I agree, Infidels came out, and it was a good album, and I really liked it at the time. I thought Joker Man was a great song, and it was my era.
And it's hooks. There's good, like, it's, you know, I mean, not that he, you know, there's all these songs are like, you could sing along to them. And, they have the Dylan, like, Sweetheart Like You is like, I'm just going to, cause I have the lyrics up on the site, I'm just going to read this. This is like one of the, not the chorus, but in between the chorus and the verse, whatever, bridge. Okay, you know you can make a name for yourself. You can hear them tires squeal. You could be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. Like that, you know, he's
and, well, what song is that? Was that
that's Sweetheart Like You.
Right.
Which, but I'm saying
he's been criticized for being, you know,
well, I don't even know that this is, I know, but I don't even know this song is about a woman. Like, I think it's a, like, I don't know. His songs are so whatever, like, you know, but his way of, you know, his writing and whatever. And, you know, we're recording this the day after the Super Bowl where Kendrick Lamar was the halftime artist, and he's similar. Like, I listen to his lyric, like, I try and follow it. It's not my genre.
Yeah,
I can't
follow it. Yeah, it's hard to follow.
Like, it's a little bit like this, you know?
Yeah.
Because all these songs, he's never going to tell, like, I don't think he's going, oh, I wrote this song thinking about this or that, you know? But this album, you know, I don't see that song about a specific woman, you know? Like, I don't know. But anyway, you know, I think that's a, the visual that creates, like, you're gonna crawl, you need to make a deal so badly you're gonna hurt yourself to do it, right? Or whatever, right. It is, you know. But he's like, that's Dylan, right? Whatever, like, we're not experts. You'd have to go, what the F was that about? Like, where did you come up, like,
right
you know, you're writing about somebody who's nice, and then you throw in this really, you know, I mean, you can't help but have that visual, and there's so much of that on this album. Like, I don't know. I can't even.
Do you have a favorite song?
Oh, Joker Man, I think, has to be the favorite
mine
song.
Mine too. Yeah, for sure.
And it just has such a nice hook, and
yep.
I don't know. But anyway, so these are, you know, these are two great albums. They're both on the site. We'll probably have more writing. We might do these audio reviews that are more summarizing, maybe a little more specific on some of the stuff, some of the lyrics. But, yeah, these are two great albums, and Dylan is definitely in the zeitgeist at the moment. So we figured this would be a good next thing to do, because, you know, we're not tied to any particular format. So in this case, we're going to tag this as album artist, and we'll put it in the mix here of all the things we're recording, and leave it for you to listen to and go enjoy. So any last words, Al, on this?
Yeah, you just want to make one more point about it, just about the contrast in those two albums. And it's really, you know, the way they're produced and the sound that they have. You know, I already talked about Highway 61 Revisited and its Americana, this original Americana sound. And I don't mean this to be criticism of Infidels, but then, you know, Infidels is produced by, you know, a big rock star of the era, that being Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. And, you know, it just sounds so much just like a contemporary rock album, which, again, isn't meant to be criticism, but just in contrast to, like, Highway 61 Revisited, is just like, that's an album that when it came out, it was just like, oh my God, what is this? And I don't know, whereas Infidels is just, you know, it just sounds like a rock album of its time with great lyrics and good songs.
Right. And by Bob Dylan.
By Bob Dylan, absolutely.
Right. So yeah, now it's like you get to that. But by the way, we should add that, you know, one of the reasons we do this with the eVinyl site is, you know, we do have try and keep all the credits and stuff. So you can see that, you know, not only was it produced by Mark Knopfler, but I forgot also that Sly and Robbie of reggae fame are on that as well, which I forgot about. And so it definitely has, I&I has a reggae kind of tinge Rasta thing to it. So
for sure.
So, and it has a little bit of that style. So I don't know, maybe we'll do a recording about reggae.
Yep, sounds good. As you know, I'm really into rock steady, ska, and the evolution into reggae. So I'll be happy to talk about that.
All right. Maybe we'll do that next time. All right. Well, anybody, thanks, guys, for listening, and check out the site and make some comments, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.